But I think they've actually come to agreement, from what I'm understanding. We'll probably get updated on that this week. I know there was a there's a lot of, I don't want to say confusion, but there's a lot of interest in what they're asking for versus what we're willing to do. But it's not only just for the firemen, it's for the whole city, because we try to run our city where everybody's equal. Everybody wants the same thing, and one area shouldn't get a little bit more than the other just because that's what they want.
So based as you look at this, if you make any agreement with that document that's in front of you, does that impact any kind of future situations or negotiations?
Well, absolutely. Everything that we do is, you know, when you negotiate, and everybody wants the same thing. We'd like to have as much as we can get, but every department wants that. And what's good for one should be good for all. We've got to figure out how to make it across the board for everybody on staff, not just for one department.
Does that mean council is going to have something they'll be able to look at their next meeting?
Oh, yeah. So it's going to go at, you know, staff will approve or, you know, give recommendations on it, and then it comes to council, and council will have a chance to look at it and make any changes that we see fit, or whether, you know, we just, hopefully we're all on the same page. I would, you know, I trust our staff. I think our staff is going to do a phenomenal job. I trust the fire department. You know, we have the problem, it's been with the union. It's not been the firemen, it's been with the firemen's union, and that seems to be the catching point. I mean, and I understand they're doing what's best for them, but we have to do what's best for everyone, not only the citizens, but the city and everybody in every department.